Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Feral Audio.
In Georgia, this is Slumber Party. Hey, who's our guest today?
Nobody.
No guest.
How do you guys? So we're done with the full screen video podcast. For those of you who have not been listening, and
yeah,
I mean, like in the past, like
6 months.
6 months, because you hated it. You know, we're back in Allie and George's arms.
Oh, thank God.
What loving arms. We missed you.
We're happy to see you.
Yeah. We like recorded a really long solo episode right when we were done with a full screen contract.
Oh my God. I forgot about that.
It was such a good episode, but it never aired because we didn't hit record.
You say we as if it wasn't me. That's very sweet of you.
I'm stopping the bus. I'm cozying myself under the bus. I'm throwing myself as much under it.
That was absolutely my fault.
It was such a good episode.
There's bits and pieces of it that I think someday need to see the light of day because it was really funny. And then some of the shit is like, maybe it shouldn't have even been recorded in the first place. So it's kind of like a blessing.
It was a good gab sesh.
Yeah,
but it was. We discussed how the full screen contract is now over. And so...
Yay. So we can just be normal again.
Oh, thank God. Am I wearing fake eyelashes right now?
Absolutely not.
Hell.
Am I wearing pajamas right now?
No.
No.
Am I?
No. Yes.
Are you sure?
You are. When Allie just admonish Steven and I for not noticing the fact that she's wearing the most, like, they're not just jeggings, they're the most hardcore fucked up jeggings I've ever seen.
They're
like, you would never wear those jeans.
They were a gift. They were a gift from Catherine Burns. She's a former Slumber Party guest.
Yeah.
They're so intense. They're leggings that are printed to look like jeans, but they even have a fake
stitching
zipper.
Like double. Oh, is that a zipper?
It's a fake zipper that goes all the way up my leg.
God.
And you guys came over. You were here for 10 solid minutes before you even were horrified by them.
Those are the worst things I've ever seen in the best way.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are they comfortable?
Yeah, because they're essentially like being naked, but I look like I have someone painted jeans on my butt.
It does.
Georgia, hey, what'd you learn?
What I learned this week, okay. All right. I learned that there is an Instagram account.
Okay.
And it's called... Watch It Melt.
Okay.
And all it is videos of someone cutting through things with either a hot knife, like food and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like a blowtorch. They just basically melt shit.
That's awesome.
Sulfuric acid. They'll pour it on like food. Like, here's a Twinkie with sulfuric acid. Here's a butter sculpture of a turkey with a hot bladed knife, and it sizzles through and it sounds amazing. I'm going to play it. Okay, wait, ready?
Is this a sizzle?
It's EMDR, right?
ASMR.
Whatever. So they just melt shit. They just show shit that they melt. They're pouring sulfuric acid on toilet paper. They're cutting into... They just melt shit, like really up close and personal.
Who decided that this needed to be done?
I don't know, but they're brilliant.
I'm into it.
They just melt shit.
It looks
plastic
like
toys.
It just looks like they're boiling.
Yeah. They melt... They dismantle shit by melting it.
I'm into it.
I'm fucking... It's just like so satisfying.
It's beautiful destruction. I'm going to write a poem about it. I'm going to wear eyeliner about that.
Isn't that cool? Oh, it's... I think it's not Watch... It's called Watch It Melt, but it's Watch _... No. Watch period It period Melt.
So you're supposed to say it like, Watch It Melt.
Yeah, I guess
like
that makes
game
more
show?
Sense. Yeah, they have 100,000 followers. Like, people dig it. It's fucking cool as shit. And the makeup artist on my last shoot told me about it. And I was like, bye.
I wonder what those people that run this are having holiday dinner with their family. And they're like, so Jason, what are you up to these days? And they've got to try and explain that like 100,000 is like a lot of followers for their account.
Yeah, I have to tell my mom sometimes how much I made on a thing just to show her that I'm... Like,
doing well.
That it's not nothing. Right. You're like, she says all the time, well, are you making money off of that?
Yes, mom.
Here's my pay stubs, mom.
Look at it. I'm fucking successful, okay?
Does she believe you yet?
Yes, because I took her to Chicago to see the My Favorite Murder Live
show. And now she's like, oh, you are bawling.
I kind of took her to that just so I could be like, look at, mom, look.
I hope I have children one day just so that they can treat me to things to spite me. They're like, oh, yeah, I bought you a fucking Rolls Royce.
Look at this,
mom.
Bitch.
Look at how successful I am.
Now I'm you like, can never bring up politics again.
I'm going to doubt my children just so that they, all the time, just so that they prove things to me.
By taking you places.
Yeah, I made you a fucking cake, mom.
Yeah. And like,
yes.
What'd you learn, Allie?
I learned something super important.
Let me hear it.
This is a fact that does not have to do with bugs. I did learn that spider venom is, I can't say that today. Spider venom is being used as like anyway, so you're gonna do this today on your own. You're not thinking of that as painkiller.
Oh,
it blocks some peptide receptors, but
you had to get a bug fact in there. You're like, it's not a bug thing today, but here's the thing I did learn about bugs.
Well, I wanted to tell you that because someone in our slumber party group posted a video of it, and I want to say thank you. I think their name is Trevor, but I can't remember. Nice. I can look it up later.
Thanks,
so thanks, you guys. But what's really interesting to me is I learned that, you know how Angelina Jolie had her wedding dress when she married Brad Pitt?
Had it?
She had a wedding dress, okay. Right? Beautiful wedding dress.
Probably.
It's very expensive, yes. I think. And then her kids wrote things on the back. Like it was hand, I think it was Versace, but double check me on that.
Okay, like a cast.
Yes, but she had her kids' drawings hand embroidered on the back of this dress. So like part, it's like business in the front, party in the back.
Love the idea, but that's stupid.
It was like, and there are things like motorcycles and drawings of whatever of the family.
Can everyone calm down, please? Jesus fucking Christ. Right. Just have a tapestry of the same. Like fucking Christ, man. Right.
They're getting divorced. It's fine. Yeah. The arc is playing out. But one of the things embroidered on her butt region is her, one of her kids drew buttock fatuck.
What?
And it's embroidered on her butt.
The kid is like proving my point.
Just a little tidbit I thought was interesting.
That's like, that's supposed to be charming, but probably cost them $20,000 to get embroidered. And
of all the people to have a kid be like, hey mom, your dress should say fat butt on it. Angelina's like, me? Of all the fucking people? Me?
It's the fussiest unfussy thing I've, like, you know, and like, I just want my wedding to be chill. And then they spend thousands and thousands of dollars on like mason jars to look, and like hay barrels to look chill. I just want it to be chill.
It's not chill.
Did you see someone emailed us, and I didn't read it because I don't fucking care, that saying you guys is sexist?
Yeah, someone did tell us not to say you guys.
Did you read it?
I read it.
What the fuck? Do something else with your life. We're two fucking feminists.
I don't know if I printed that one out.
I think you need to calm the fuck down and look for something else to bother you. Like, for example, this tirade against you.
Right.
Like, we're fucking feminists. I didn't read it. How is it?
It was like, don't say you guys.
It's not.
And I'm like, oh God. Okay.
You're making it a thing, but it's not a thing.
You guys,
let me see it. You guys.
Oh, I don't think I printed it.
It's fucking slang, and it's just how people talk. It's not fucking.
But does it normalize men as like the default gender?
Well, not if you don't
care.
Not if you don't define the term "hey guys" as I would. If I just called you a guy, then that would be weird. But hey guys is a fucking colloquialism. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking saying. It's like saying, hey dude, like it's the same idea.
That's what I was going to say is like, how many times have I think even yesterday I called you dude.
Dude. And why does that have to be like, I think that's sexist to think that has to be a guy thing.
I also call guys bitches sometimes.
Motherfuckers.
I'll be like, hey bitch.
Yeah.
So I think in these days we have a lot of battles to wage.
Yeah.
I understand where this listener is coming from.
It's very
fair
of you.
Thank you for your feedback.
It's very fair of you.
I can understand where we start on the small things and go up from there.
But what if we're fucking changing the goddamn system by being like, it's okay to say this thing, and we're fucking taking back a very right. fucking innocent term of hey guys.
Right.
Would I purposely not said that in an email. I've purposely not written hey ladies in an email because I right. don't want to offend anyone who, you know, gender yeah. identifies like differently. I'm fucking very aware of like of offending people based on their gender or perceived gender. This is not fucking one of them.
Right. You're saying pick your battles. This is not a battle that it is concern.
I didn't read it. I didn't fucking read it because I don't want to.
It was like, can you guys not? But she did say she liked the podcast, so she's a friend.
Oh, thank you. Fuck. No, I mean it. Thank you. Thank you. And I thank you for your feedback. But this is my feedback.
Is. Fuck you, dude.
No, not
fuck you, dude.
Fucking, yes, great, great effort. Wrong direction.
Right. Let's put that toward letting women have equal pay and access to healthcare.
Let's not make women have fucking funerals for their...
For their fetuses?
For their abortioned fetuses.
Well, I have a funeral every time a period because there's an egg in there somewhere and that could have been a baby and that could have been a Christ lover.
Oh my God. Everyone needs to know you're joking in case this is the first time they're listening to it.
Can you imagine how great that would be if you're like, I'm sorry, I had to miss work. I have to for bereavement. And they're like, what happened? You're like, I got my period and it wasn't a baby. It was a one tiny.
There's gotta be somewhere that you can get away with that.
You know, I wonder if you're going to make me. If my body is a baby Hauser,
yeah.
then I should get to treat it
yeah.
as just a warren for new humans.
And you know what? If jerking off in a lot of religions is a sin because you're wasting
your seed,
then getting your period is the same fucking thing.
Right.
Waste of that. But I still have to get my period. I don't know what the point is.
That would be so fucking amazing.
What
if
part?
Dudes had to have funerals every time they jacked off.
Yes. Oh my God. This is the new fucking movement. Tweet yes. this right
yes.
now. If
yes.
We
yes.
have to find, if we have to have fucking, oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This.
You jizzed into a washcloth? What time are the services? Yeah,
we're bearing that in a motherfucking shoebox with its favorite blanket, its favorite sock, and we're having last fucking rites for that fuck.
I hope that.
And we have to have it 1,000 times because you just fucking spermed 1,000 times.
Can you imagine you go to a guy's house, the mirrors are covered all the time. You're like, what happened? He's like, I saw this video of a girl in leggings and I just, there you go.
Wow.
Constant sitting shiva.
Allie and Georgia, get in real.
Yeah. Speaking of listener mail. We thought it's been a scary time in Merca and also fucking the world.
The world is scary.
And we thought, what's scarier than, I don't know, out of control dictatorships is maybe ghosts.
Ghosts are scary.
And we asked you guys like a year ago, we're like, send us some ghost stories. And we read some of them. We didn't read some of them. We don't know if you guys are still listening.
I wish fucking dictatorships were as bullshit as ghosts and as fake and easily debunked.
Now, slow down there.
Well, ghosts. Okay. So I don't believe in ghosts.
Oh yeah. If you guys are somewhat new to the podcast, this is Allie. I like science, but for some reason I still want to believe in ghosts.
This is Georgia. I think that the world isn't real and we're living in a matrix and therefore ghosts don't really fit into that.
Ghosts fit into that perfectly.
Ghosts are, but they're not ghosts at that point.
They're digitized specters.
Thank you.
Okay.
Digitized specters. Steven's writing it down because that's the fucking name of this episode, right?
You yep. always name it before we're even done.
Because I know, because I'm like, that's a fucking great phrase.
You know why a specter told you?
Did you want to turn your phone off? Or you
no, I just, didn't
are
turn.
Are you busy? I'm so sorry.
Oh, hold on. Let me just take this. Okay, so ghosts. You want to read some? Should we? We haven't read these
before.
Throw
me a couple. What if they suck?
I printed these out without reading them.
We'll edit them out. All right, want me to go first?
I found the ones in our inbox that were bolded that we were fucking assholes.
Okay, I'm going to read you one.
Write back. Because a lot of times we do write you back. If you email us at Allie and Georgia.
We do a lot.
A lot.
It's like someone who's like, I'm a teenager and I was going to kill myself. And then I listened to the podcast and you guys are great.
And
like,
I decided to kill myself.
I know. And then it was the worst. I killed myself. Bye, I'm a ghost. We're like, oh my God, that's such a good ghost story. We have to read that on the podcast.
No.
Okay. Ready? This yes. is from Emmy. Okay. Dear Allie and Georgia, I just finished listening to your ghost boner episode, and let me just say, I exist. Okay, blah, 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 blah. I remembered I had a ghost story that I thought your classy gals would love. I was a Civil War reenactor in high school. Fucking awesome. She said, nerd alert, but everyone has a hobby, right? And my unit would go to historical battlefields and camp and do battle reenactments and the whole shebang. Anyway, one night after all the gawkers or spectators went home, we were all sprawled around a campfire telling stories and laughing our butts off when an older member known to all only as Sir Grump pulled his stool closer to the fire and told us he had a story to tell.
Can I just say, if I get a dog, its name is Sir Grump?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Now, apparently, though the land we were camping on had never had a battle on it, or even nearby, it did have its share of bloodshed. He pointed across the field to three small gravestones we previously overlooked. Mm-mm. Now sinister and ominous in the firelight. Oh my fucking God.
It's a good tale.
Yeah. Twist. When the first settlers came to this area, he claimed, three women were killed and scalped on this very land.
Oh, hell no.
While they were washing clothes in the stream, less than 10 feet from our tents. Okay, now I feel weird.
No.
Native Americans attacked and killed them. I don't know if this is politically.
We'll continue on and get to the ghost part. Because okay. We all know that there's been a lot of bloodshed in America with Native Americans and settlers.
We're not saying that, you know, look also, at these barbarians. We're saying like, yeah, we killed way more of them than they killed of us. And you know what? Maybe they were justified. Anyways, email allieandgeorgia@gmail.com.
Yep.
The oldest daughter. So mother, eldest daughter, and youngest, just 5 years old.
Oh boy.
The oldest daughter was to be married the next day, and they said that her ghost will still wander the grounds in her wedding dress, without a scalp, but with drawings on the back of the wedding dress from children.
What the
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, fuck you!
Oh my God. I'm so scared.
Too perfect.
Oh my God.
I'm so scared.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
I didn't expect you to believe it.
I believed, like, for a minute, I was like, oh, the Matrix is real. Like, nothing's real.
But it is weird that we're talking about wedding dresses. You think Angelina Jolie wanders around her grounds in her wedding dress without a scalp?
With buttock fattock written, embroidered delicately on the behind?
It does say in her wedding dress without a scalp.
Oh my goodness.
Needless to say, none of us slept well that night. When it was light and semi-safe, the other ladies and I ventured toward the graveyard while the men did their man stuff, army drills and cleaning their rifles or whatever.
Fucking jerking off.
Boring. Yeah. Fucking killing
babies.
Pre-babies. Sure enough, it looked like Grumpy's story checked out, which didn't make us very willing to spend another night by the old-timey stream of death in our suddenly less than comforting canvas tents. And after another day of Civil War shenanigans, we settled in for an unsleepy sleep. There's more.
Oh my goodness.
This isn't it. Except for me. I had to pee.
Oh God, that's how it starts.
Which was unfortunate since the only running water was in the visitor center a quarter mile away. Fucking save it. Get a UTI. It's worth it.
Pee in a bush.
Stealing myself and resisting the urge to wake up one of those strapping young fellows with their nice big rifles, I set out on my journey. Every twig snapping was a harbinger of my untimely death, and every shadow had to be the scalpless bride. I will neither confirm nor deny sprinting the last 20 feet to the safety of the ladies' room. I will proudly confirm that I didn't pee myself, although the risk was higher than I'd like to admit. I nearly made it back to the camp without incident, but then...
Oh God,
I saw her.
Shut up.
Fucking says it right here, and she writes it so well because each pause I'm making is a new line. This girl's good.
Walking along, so many paragraph breaks.
She needs to write children's scary books. Walking along the riverbed in a white gown, veil over her face.
No.
Glowing.
No.
Let's just say it's a good thing my bladder was empty. What the fuck?
Are you serious?
This is what she writes. I stood frozen in fear. She slowly turned to face me. She lifted her veil and revealed the grinning face of an 80-year-old man.
What?
Sir Grump had bought a thrift store wedding dress and duct tape glow sticks under the skirt.
No.
What the fuck is wrong with
this guy? Is this real?
I swear to God, I don't know. I felt a little foolish. What? This guy's a creep. Either way, she should have fucking run.
I don't want to name my dog Sir Grump now.
No. I felt a little foolish, but I promised the moment it was very convincing. Yeah, dude, don't feel foolish. This guy's a child molester.
He's a terrorist.
Your
Sir Grump is a terrorist.
Your dog's gonna just like maul children. Sir Grump thought you might get a laugh at my expense. No, dude, we are on your side.
Unless
you're the girl who said not to say dude or guys. Love the podcast and unique sweets, Emmy.
Emmy. That's a good one.
Do you want to take over the podcast? Because it's yours.
Jeez Louise.
God. It's fucking yours if you want it. That was
a
great.
Real tour de force of emotions.
Good luck fucking beating that one. If we just picked this up. I wish I had known and had saved that one.
To say these are the first time that we read some of these.
I know.
Because these got sent into us and then we kept them unread because we're like, oh, we'll read them for the next Ghost Boner episode. And then we didn't do one.
Because we did full screen. Because we had to interview fucking 19-year-old YouTube stars instead.
That was one of the things that I like least about my life.
Yeah, it was definitely a moment where you're like, is this what I wanted to be doing with my life?
Yeah. And I've been hit by a car. Okay. Here's a short one.
Okay.
This is from Kimberly. She sent this in March. We're just now getting to it.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry. I'm sorry, my ghost story. I forgot. Not sure if you'll be doing another ghost story episode, but I thought, why not? Well, Kimberly Glasgow.
There you go.
My grandma lived across the street and my uncle had cancer and was staying with her during that time. Gosh. Unfortunately, he passed away. Oh gosh, sorry. We always had a great relationship, though he was stern and gruff. The evening after he passed, early morning, I went to my grandma's and was using the guest restroom. The shower turned full force on.
What?
And I was worried someone was in there. I pushed the curtain back quickly and the water turns off immediately. And it wasn't a drip either. Later on, I figure out that is the room he passed away in.
In the bathroom?
I guess. Maybe he went out like Elvis. Go out like a king.
Oh my God.
On the toilet. Anyway, just thought I'd share. Again, love your podcast. Thanks.
What?
Little shower drippers.
Fucking plumbing specters.
Avuncular poltergeist.
Fuck,
you know, avuncular means like an uncle. Isn't that a dumb word?
No, doesn't it?
Avuncular means of an uncle, of or like an uncle. An avuncular presence is like, oh, he was like an uncle to me.
That's weird.
Well, like we have a word for that.
That's weird.
But we have one word for love. Anyway.
Let's see here.
What you got? Okay. What you got?
So this is from Sarah.
Okay.
Dear, hi, Allie and Georgia. I don't really have a single ghost story to share with you. I could probably write pages about all the creepy things that happened in my childhood home. My mom is really into paranormal stuff and has ghost hunting equipment. She put that in quotes, ghost hunting. Okay, like that.
I'm sorry. Are you a hater? Because it's legit. Yeah, it's not legit at all, but that's okay.
And everything. So I'm convinced that she opens some kind of door in our home.
Ooh, a portal to the unknown.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
At one point, she had a motion-sensored camera set up in a certain part of our house, and that was extra creepy. And part of the house that was extra creepy and always cold. The foyer right where the stairs led up to my brother's old room. I didn't take that thing seriously. I mean, I was in high school, so I got used to walking past it and showing my ass or holding up notes from the ghost, i.e., please restock beer in fridge.
Oh,
thanks, ghosts. Fuck. If I have a kid, I want this person to be my kid.
I was going to say, this is a great excuse to just see if your kids sneak out in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, I'm hunting for ghosts.
Yes.
Really, I'm trying to, a kid asking for beer. This is the kind of kid you have to put a motion detector. She's like, my mom was so wacky. She put a GPS bracelet on me. And you're like, well.
To look for ghosts. Then she says, nothing happened, .. until, of course, something did happen. During my freshman year, put that fucking paper down.
Okay.
No peekies.
Okay, sorry.
During my freshman year of college, my mom sent me some strange pictures that had shown up on the camera. One of the photos looked as if the camera had been shifted from its usual position and there was a whitish see-through shape taking up the entire frame.
Oh no.
The photo showed an opaque black blob at the top of the stairs.
Stop it.
I told my mom to take down the camera. She did. That wasn't the first incident, though. When I was in middle school, I used to hear voices at night. It sounded like a bunch of people talking at once, but I couldn't make out what any of them were saying. I'd get up and look for a radio or TV or something that might have been left on. Nothing. Years later, I found out that the same thing happened to my mom and dad. My mom said that she's heard voices like that on and off since she was a kid. She used to play with Ouija boards a lot. Not worth it, y'all.
Oh, hell no.
Here are some other occurrences I can think of off the top of my head.
Are you ready for this?
Okay, yeah. Your eyes are so wide right now.
I know.
Once my aunt was staying with my mom, and my dad was out of town, and they ran into each other downstairs. My aunt said, how did you get down here so fast? I just passed you in the hallway upstairs. My mom had been downstairs the whole time.
Oh, God.
My brother used to feel someone sitting at the foot of his bed. He was always too scared to look.
Mm.
Our smoke alarms went off periodically, that beep, beep, beep sound they make when the batteries are low, except we would change the batteries, and we got new smoke alarms, and it still happened. Sometimes it would just happen when I walked under one of them, or if I looked at one. For years, it was such a regular occurrence that we started to joke about it.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm home alone right now. I'm really starting to freak myself out, so I'm gonna rein it in. Here's my advice, though. Don't mess around with paranormal stuff. It can seem cool and fun, but when shit starts to get real, it's not fun anymore. FYI, my parents still live in that house. Nothing too creepy has happened in the past few years, except their cats will sometimes meow at nothing, but cats pull that shit all the time. Maybe they can see things we can't. Happy Halloween, y'all. Love your podcast. Clearly this was written in October of 2015. I just noticed.
Sorry. We're keeping these.
Listen, these are vintage. We're busy.
We
love you. We're saving them up.
Yeah, we are. That being said, if you guys do have good ghost stories.
Oh my God. There's got to be a new batch of listeners that are
right.
Like, oh, or like a new batch of old listeners that are like, nah, something's happened.
New batch of ghosts.
Sure. New ghosts exist now.
Yeah. New ghosts are new on the scene.
They're like fucking killed all the time.
They do.
And they ghost and they fucking ghost you.
They're like, hey. Hey guys, I'm kind of new around here. And I was just in purgatory for a while.
What's the protocol for how do I get on Slumber Party is my main question. Like, how do I get Allie and Georgia to read about my haunting?
Well, first off, Sir Grump is a real poser in this case.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah. Sir Grump is going to get... If something happens to Sir Grump, he's going to end up being a ghost for real. As soon as... That guy might be dead by now. Yeah. Okay, do you want to hear another one?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, this is from someone who I really, really like, Katie McKissick, and she's also known as Beatrice the Biologist. She has a really, really good, biology comics she draws.
Neat.
And she's like, she's so great. So look up Beatrice the Biologist. Her comics they're tits. And I'm saying that in a good way.
Of course.
Okay.
What's wrong with tits?
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
I wish I had them. Okay. So she says, I sleepwalk sometimes. Well, I sleepwalk a lot. The last time I sleptwalked, fucking compound verbs. I was about 10 years ago. I was sharing a bed.
I should say I had a sleepwalking incident.
The last time I sleptwalked.
Sorry.
I think.
Let me correct a biologist like a fucking asshole.
She says fucking compound verbs right here.
Oh, I thought that was you.
No.
Smart. And then I was adding to it.
No, she actually said sleptwalked.
Oh,
fucking
sorry.
Compound verbs.
Okay.
It was about 10 years ago. I was sharing a bed with my then boyfriend, now husband. And in the middle of the night, I got up, stood at the foot of the bed and began pulling the comforter off. I have no memory of any of this. As I gathered the bedding into a ball in my arms, I woke up. The previously peacefully slumbering boyfriend, very confused and tired. He said, what the hell are you doing?
Oh my God.
Then in a most matter of fact tone, I replied, the little boy in the living room is cold. And he asked me to bring this to him.
Oh no.
God. Boyfriend did not like the sound of this. He's actually a big fan of the horror genre, but the only thing that truly creeps him out is little kid ghosts.
Oh no.
Well, of course, because kids are so precocious.
No, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with little kid ghosts.
Middle-aged ghosts are super chill.
Like, they're fine.
Yeah, little kid ghosts are nothing disturbing about that.
Many movies about that.
He sprung out of bed and started trying to get the comforter away from me and shepherd me back into bed. As I sleep, pleaded with him to let me do this.
Oh my God.
Because, quote, I knew what I was doing.
Let her do it.
He overpowered my sleepwalking and got me back to bed. The moment my head hit the pillow, I was quietly, angelically asleep again. He threw the comforter back on the bed and tried to resume the rest of the night's sleep, but he had put the bedding back on sort of diagonally, so it was weighted unevenly and slowly started to slip off the mattress. In his exhausted state, he thought it was a little boy trying to get the blanket off.
It was!
And then she concludes, I don't know why he married me.
I was gonna say,
a good one.
That's kind of a deal breaker for me. It's hard enough, so I have insomnia, I wake up multiple times a night, I fucking am a very light sleeper, and Vince snoring is enough to make me want to cry.
Right.
So someone who has episodes.
Right. Don't fuck with my sleep is what you're saying.
Yeah. But also don't fuck with my sleep in a scary way. Like snoring is fine. It's allergies, but don't scare the shit out of me. You never know when they're going to fucking lose it. I knew a guy who told me that he dated a girl who had, what's it called when you wake up and you're having nightmare,
night terrors?
Night terrors.
Oh God.
And once they were just laying there sleeping, holding each other, her face was near his ear and she whispered, someone's in the room.
Oh Jesus.
Cause of night terrors. But he didn't know that.
Right. That's the problem with that is it's a real crying wolf thing. Because one day you are going to have a poltergeist. And you're going to be like, holy shit, there's a poltergeist. You're going to be like, go back to bed.
Lately, I've sleep punched Vince a couple times.
I'm sorry. What the fuck?
You've never done that?
Have I sleep punched Vince? Only a couple times. He forgave me, though.
I've sleep punched a few times. One, like a couple times the wall. Definitely a couple times a boyfriend. Like,
let's unpack that. What do you remember? What was happening?
Yeah, I was getting in a fight. I was like fighting, or I was like something. The boyfriend was doing something
in your dreams.
In my dreams, I was fighting in my dreams. Or and then I'd be halfway awake by the time I like connected.
Right, and then did you punch them anywhere sensitive?
No, like the arm.
Oh, they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. I just punched the wall a couple times. That sucked. Like I woke up punching a wall. Not like a like just once. I wasn't like breaking my knuckles or anything.
I think I've done that once, but I had my tonsils out and it hurt really bad. And I think I punched the wall out of pain asleep. It was real. Don't
eat. Oh my God.
When you have gaping holes in the back of your throat, don't eat chicken. It is a real no-no. Because then you will be digging meat pulp out of holes.
Can I ask you a medical question?
Yeah.
I keep getting a sharp pain right here on my right hip bone inside of it. What is that?
Very interesting because I have the same pain.
Do you?
Yes.
Is there an appendix?
That liver? Is where your appendix is. But if your appendix were about to rupture, it would be real, real painful.
Is that it liver?
No, your liver's way up top.
Okay. This is why I'm asking you.
But I have had a pain there and I got acupuncture and they put it in that spot and it hurt like the dickens. And then I asked a doctor about it and he thought I have a hernia. And he's like, you could go get that ultrasound.
I bet we do. Well, I got an MRI and they're like, my liver has a little tear.
Right. A tear
or something. I don't fucking know. I think I don't think I would do it. The acupuncture thing worries me because you should make sure you should find out what it is before you go get acupuncture to make the pain go away.
I thought it was an ovary.
Oh.
And then I. It was an excellent guess, but it was wrong.
Well, fallopian.
Good job.
Me.
It was good. It was good.
Thank you.
It was a tubular pun.
Fuck.
Catherine, same friend who gave me these pants. She was over here the other night and she's like, can you diagnose this rash? And I was like, I would be happy to. And she pulled up her shirt, showed me this crazy rash. And within like 5 minutes, we had a diagnosis.
What
I
was
like,
it?
That went so fast. I shouldn't be outing her that she had a rash. That. She just had this. It's just like this weird, benign, like almost like a prickly heat rash. She's like, have a look. And I was like, God damn, this internet.
Yeah, right. When we get off of this podcast, you're going to tell me that it was fucking something.
Oh, you're dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You're about to be a ghost.
Walking crabs.
You're
I don't know.
Pre-ghost.
Okay. I'm going to go now.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. You got a good one?
I hope so. Cause it's the last one I have.
This is exciting. This is kind of like, what, like a
roulette, ghost roulette.
Yeah. Or like when you get a goodie bag and you don't know what's inside of it. Or like, let's say you had a potluck and then you had a bunch of casseroles with covers on them and you just open them to see what's in there.
Don't you wish that someday in your life, like all in the fancy movies when they like put a plate in front of you with like a silver lid on top of it and then they all pull it off at the same time. Like, don't you want that to happen to you one day?
What would you want under the lid if you were going to, if someone were to present a thing to you and they're
I just assume it's like a roast, like the most beautiful roast with like perfect sides. What do you think? Or like some rare like situation,
like a
not rare like medium rare, but like rare like
a some sort of duck confit.
Yeah, but then I piss off people who don't eat duck and think I shouldn't eat a pigeon.
You guys, you can eat pigeons. You can eat a pigeon if you want.
You're not wrong. I don't think you're wrong
about what.
I don't think people who think that's bad are wrong
to eat a pigeon.
I'm just like, or to eat meat. I'm just like, but I do.
A lot of hawks eat pigeons.
Circle of life, motherfuckers.
Once I was walking up Los Feliz. Mm-hmm. It was early-ish in the morning, like early enough. Look down, fully articulated, still together pigeon skeleton, picked clean of flesh in the middle of the sidewalk. Chupacabra style.
Dude.
And I was like, did the rapture happen with the flesh of this pigeon? Like, what the fuck? I took a picture. I was like, this is the gnarliest thing because it's still completely intact.
You know what I'm just picturing? You know, like when Garfield would find a fish and he would put the whole thing in his mouth and pull it out and it would just be the skeleton of the fucking fish.
Correct. that is what happened. Like, that is completely what happened. It's nothing I've ever seen in real life. And then I found out later that a hawk probably caught a pigeon, mm-hmm. went to a treetop, grubbed down hardcore. Woman and then when he was done, dropped it like a fucking Whopper
litter
wrapper. I know.
This is why you don't let your dogs off the leash in fucking wild places, people. That's going to be a fucking Pomeranian next time.
A hawk could probably take down a tiny Pomeranian.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, also, if they took off the silver lid, I'd want it to be a lobster. Okay, continue.
Fuck, yes, a lobster for sure.
It has to be some kind of sea
thermidor. That's a thing.
What's a thermidor?
Lobster thermidor. Remember that?
No, what is a thermidor?
It's like some fucking cheese situation. I don't know. But okay. There's this like old school fish on the beach restaurant in Redondo Beach that's like the best old school place.
A thermidor sounds like something you'd have to use if you had respiratory problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, whoa.
Put her in the lung thermidor.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear your ghost story.
All right. Put that down.
Okay. I just wanted to look.
Put that down.
Okay.
Okay. This is from Colleen.
Okay.
Hi. I was just talking about this weird thing that happened to me and I had to share it with you guys. My family lived in this big old house when I was growing up. She included photos.
Yeah.
Oh, it's creepy. It's creepy. It's like an old, like colonial style, like, you know, looks like the windows upstairs look like two eyes and the fucking porch looks like a gaping maw.
This is, a gaping maw colonial style home is one of my favorites.
It's got a 3 bedrooms and a gaping maw. It's got 2 beams that look like fucking fangs.
The eaves are so menacing. I love this style. Continue.
It looks like it's going to collapse in on itself from sheer terror.
Yes or no question. Is this the kind of house you know when you walked in, it would smell like brie cheese, but like in kind of a good way?
I think it would be an overwhelming smell of wood polish, like it's trying to cover something though. Mm-hmm. You know, like rotting oranges and wood polish.
I love it.
Anyhoozle. That's for me, not her. And it was definitely haunted. I'm the youngest of 5 kids, and one day when I was about 6 years old, I was just me and my sister, Jess, who was 16 at the time, at home. I don't know where everyone else was, but I know that our other sister, Erin, who was 11, was at the store with our mom. Our house had 4 floors. Jesus fucking Christ. And Jess and I were in the living room on the 2nd floor. We heard someone coming down the stairs from the 3rd floor, which just had the kids' bedrooms and a bathroom on it.
Oh, boy.
We looked up and Erin was standing in the doorway of the living room just staring at us.
Oh, God.
We said hi and asked if she and our mom needed help bringing in the groceries in, but she just stared at us and didn't say anything. Then she turned and walked downstairs. We thought it was pretty weird, and after a minute, we went downstairs to see what her deal was. The 1st floor of our house was pretty open with just a family room leading into the kitchen, and then the laundry room and a bathroom were off the kitchen. We got downstairs, and Erin wasn't there. We looked all over downstairs and didn't see her, and she wasn't in the yard either. We even looked in these big cabinets to see if she was trying to scare us. I do not want a person-sized cabinet in my house ever. Dude.
She was a child. But a child-sized cabinet is also not...
This is why I like that my fucking mattress is, like, low to the ground, because it's like, I never have to check it.
And see if there's someone hiding underneath it?
Yeah.
I don't want to stow away.
Dude.
Oh, God.
Dude. People-sized cabinets are a no-go in my fucking renovation.
Aren't those just house. Pantries, though?
That's a closet.
Okay. All right.
But I love
like a place where you wouldn't look. You know what I mean? A place where you like wouldn't expect them to look.
I just want someone to explain the difference between a people-sized cabinet and a closet.
Because okay, like, you can't stand up. Okay, if you can't stand up.
Okay. I don't know. If you put flour in it.
Flour in it. Okay.
I don't know.
No pantries. All small compartments.
Small compartments. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. We looked in the cabinets and she was trying to scare us. Then about 20 minutes after all this happened, we were outside and Erin and my mom pulled up in front of the house.
Shut the front door.
And Erin was wearing a totally different outfit than what she was wearing when we saw her in the house.
No.
Jess and I never talked about any of this and I sort of convinced myself that I had dreamed it.
Oh my God.
I told Erin about it a few years after it happened, and then probably 5 years after I told her, she was visiting Jess and ghost stories came up, and Erin told Jess told Erin the exact same details that I remembered So it definitely wasn't a dream.
Oh, no.
And we know it couldn't have been Erin pulling a prank because she is the worst liar in the world and wouldn't have been able to keep a straight face. Apparently there was a ghost of my sister floating around out there. It was so creepy. What if she had a twin that died of birth, Allie?
Holy fuck. Oh my God. She could have had a child. She could have had a twin that died in the womb.
Look at this house. I'm going to put this up on the fucking...
Erin.
I'm putting this up on the Twitter and fucking Facebook pages.
Oh, yeah. That's that haunted. House is haunted.
That's fucking haunted.
Oh, that house is the most haunted house I've ever seen.
Like, it was built and then they added, like, the ghosts. Like, it's just haunted.
This is a kind of house that sighs and shimmies and, you know what I mean? And yeah, rattles.
Like, when you have to say, it's just the house settling. Oh. Houses don't do that. Or shouldn't do that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Thank God every house I was fucking ever lived in was like, no, they're pretty, well, in LA, they're like not older than 1950s.
Yeah, no, the houses were all made in like 1976.
It's just like pissed off actresses who never made it and fucking killed themselves.
Don't say that because I have a friend who moved into a house in the Hollywood Hills and he had a dead soap star named Beverly who used to haunt it.
No.
Yes. I think I even brought this up on the podcast, but Beverly would do all kinds of stuff. And finally they had to talk to Beverly and say, Beverly, we get it. You're here.
Bev, honey.
Bev, you're creeping me out, Bevs. And my friend Daylin, she was over there. She was making a peanut butter sandwich. She turned around.
Bev hated peanut butter.
She was allergic. That's how Jay died. That's not true. But she turned around and the peanut butter was on top of her sandwich.
What?
And she was like, Dave, what are you doing? He's like, I didn't do that. The peanut butter on top of the sandwich.
What if you like live this whole life? Did she kill herself?
I don't know. I think she died of oldness.
Okay. She lived her whole life. She had this like these varied experiences that were probably beautiful and intricate and interesting and like sad and wonderful. And then like she had to be a ghost and all she could do is put a fucking jar of peanut butter on a peanut butter sandwich.
Right. And she's like, I am Shakespearean trained.
Fuck that, dude.
And like, this is all I can do.
I'd rather have nothing than be able to put a fucking jar of peanut butter and a peanut butter sandwich post-death.
But we're talking about it. She will be talked about for years. They say, I mentioned
that's this. Even worse that you and I are talking about.
But what does a dead soap star want more than to live in the memories of people?
To be on a podcast.
That's true. Let's get her on, Beverly.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Remember that whole thing where you died twice? You die once when you die and you die the second time when people stop speaking your name. Worse, Beverly. To everyone, tell people about Beverly. She's going to be immortal.
Bev.
Should we hear one more or not?
Yes, one more. Last one. You do it.
Okay.
Pick a good one.
Oh God.
Pick a winner. Isn't that what they say when you picked a booger?
Yeah, that's so gross. I have a
that's
real
the name of the episode. Pick a winner.
Please no. I'm begging you.
Please no.
Please no. Please no. Please no. I'll give you the finger
that you're not picking.
I can talk about
Steven
fecal transplants
so hard.
I can talk about fecal transplants, but boogers are one of those things.
Wow.
Oh God.
So the fact that I have allergies. But really probably bothers you.
No, I just can't think about it. It's worse than ghosts.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Sorry. That's not what it's going to be called.
Oh, thank you so much. I will give you $1 if we don't name this after a booger.
Done.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you in pennies.
Double done.
Up your nose. Long story, short story. My mother's father passed away before my sister and I were born. He owned a marina in Connecticut. Cha-ching, nice. Where my mom and her sisters practically grew up. He was apparently a jokester and called every little kid George, regardless of their name.
Creepy!
When I was about 3 or 4, my family still owned the marina, and my mom took my sister and I for a visit when we were up there visiting family. And in one room, there was a large painted portrait of my grandfather. I'm just going to say right off the bat, grandparents had some dough.
Ball, and he was a baller. If you get a painted portrait of your motherfucking self, and you hang it in your own fucking house.
Yes. Yeah, you got some money. You know what picture I have of my grandparents?
What?
I have like a faded Polaroid of them riding a dune buggy through Yuma, Arizona.
That sounds baller.
It's a little different culturally. Okay. My mom doesn't have a lot of photos of her own in her house. And the only photo I would ever have seen of my grandfather at that point, if any, would be from her wedding when he was dying of cancer and very frail and unrecognizable from this portrait. So we walked into the room with a portrait and my mom says that I gasped and pointed to the painting. Oh, I know him, Mom. He calls me George.
The fuck?
So
the little girl, this girl who's writing the letter.
Her name is Laurel.
Okay. Okay, so she walks in and says, I know that Manny calls me George.
He calls me George. Weird. I don't remember any ghostly visits from my grandfather, but I do think that children have a weird connection to ghosts.
Totally.
And otherworldly things.
Totally.
I believe that the children are our future. And teach them well, let them lead the way.
Let them lead the way to ghosts.
Okay. My oldest son is 3.5, and he can vividly recount his birth.
No.
Telling me freakishly accurate details. Woo! Okay.
I keep trying to get my nephew to tell me, do you remember when you were a baby? Do you remember when you, like, I keep trying to get him to do it, and he's like, yeah.
Was he into it?
No, he doesn't want, like, he doesn't care. He's like, tell me now, you're getting older so quick.
He's like, it was like 2 years ago. Do you remember 2 years ago? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. The half ghost story I have involves him. So one night we were in his room laying down to go to sleep, and he told me that, quote, bad guys live in the wall.
Uh-oh.
Hey, hey. Maybe they have cockroaches? I asked where they were, and he pointed to the wall near the window. I asked him if he could see them, and he said, yes.
No.
He has a vivid imagination, so I tried to let it go, but was still freaked the fuck out. Yes, you were, Laurel, and that is okay. Then a week later, we were in his room, and I was picking out a book to read for him to bed, and he suddenly reached out and pushed me back. Mommy, look out, he yelled. I fell back and said, what? What's wrong? And he pointed to the wall. I was right next to the wall by the window, and he said, the bad guys almost got you.
No!
Kids are creepy. That's the moral of the story, I guess, she says. Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, mommy, the bad guys almost got you.
Like, what if you're home alone with this fucking psycho kid? And he's like, the bad guys told me to kill you.
Well, it sounds like he's a protector. Also, any kid that can remember his birth is, yeah, like, I would be like, okay, here are all of our passwords for all of our websites. Because if you can remember,
yeah,
sliding down my vaginal canal, right, can you please remember the Netflix password? Because I'm hopeless with that shit.
Okay, one more.
Yeah. Okay.
This is from, how do you say this name?
Your mama. Swig.
Segui?
S-I-G-U-E. Segway?
Sig.
Segu. Okay.
I'm going to say Segu.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. I have a very personal ghost story for you. This is the last one. You ready for this?
Yeah.
When I was 5, my grandmother was babysitting my brother, my sister, and myself, and she put us to bed and then went straight up to the kitchen. Went to straighten up the kitchen from dinner. Ugh. She was doing the dishes when, in the reflection of the kitchen window, okay, man, I don't like the fucking kitchen window. Oh. I will not move in with the goddamn kitchen window facing the fucking sink, because then that's how you die.
Oh, God.
In the reflection of a kitchen window, she saw my mother walk past. This is another one of those.
Oh, dude.
Going down the hall to where our bedrooms were. My grandmother just assumed that my mom had come home early and was going to say goodnight to us. Why do people keep seeing
people they know?
Yeah, that are alive.
I don't know.
Oh,
multiple dimensions?
Fuck yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Dude, Berenstain Bears and whatnot. After a few minutes, when she didn't see my mother come back down the hall, my grandmother went to each of our rooms and couldn't find my mom. She went back to the kitchen, and just then the phone rang. And it was my mother.
Hey, hey.
Calling to say that my aunt, and by the way, these pauses are dot, 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 so another great writer. My father's... Wait, I'm starting over. She went back to the kitchen, and just then the phone rang, and it was my mother calling to say that my aunt, my father's only sister, had died that night.
Fuck.
In her home, where she was very sick with ovarian cancer. She was only 28.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh my God.
I'm scared. Both my aunt and my mother were tall with very long black hair, and my grandmother had seen a woman with long black hair walking down the hall towards our rooms to say goodnight.
Goosebumps.
Or goodbye to us kids.
Oh, fuck.
This is my favorite ghost story, not only because it's so personal, but because it is about a very young aunt who barely knew her nieces and nephews, but wanted to see us one last time and make a connection at the very end. I'm gonna fucking cry. God. Oh my God.
That's so sad.
I think about that now that I have nephews, and like, what if I die now? And like, they're just gonna know stories of me.
Oh, fuck. I never even think about that.
An old fucking Unique Sweets episode.
Oh, Jesus.
And podcasts where I talk about people getting murdered and talk about people who are dicks because they say that, hey, guys, is mean.
Well,
that's enough. They're going to be like, eh.
She seemed cool. I'm terrified that...
I really am going to
cry. The McNuggetini is going to be in my obituary.
That's our legacy.
If you guys outlive me, some shit happens, and someone tries to put the McNuggetini in my obit, fucking burn things.
If you don't know what she's talking about, don't look the word McNuggetini up on YouTube. Just pretend that we're these girls from Slumber Party. No, fuck that, man. That was cool. Fuck that. Be proud of that shit.
I don't want it to be like Allie Ward, who made a McNuggetini once.
You won't.
You fucking won't. Finally died.
Good riddance.
Hashtag.
We're pouring out a McNuggetini in her honor. Oh, no, that's
you can
stupid.
Do that. You can do that. I just don't want it. I don't want that to be my log line in life.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, ovarian cancer at 28.
Oh, no.
And here we are with pinching pains in our ovary areas.
Oh, my God. I'm really fucking, I can't.
I went, after since having this weird pain, I went to my lady doctor, mm-hmm. and I was like, shove a wand up here. Fucking see what's going on.
Shove a fucking Roomba up there and get that out.
The Roomba is a very large disc-shaped item.
I know, but it fucking cleans really well, I've heard.
They put like a dildo with an eye on it.
Oh, God. Really?
It's a wand with a camera at the end. It's essentially like if you put a GoPro on a dildo and then shoved it up your vagina. And then they just take a look-see.
And
she's like, they're fine. And I was like, are there any lumpy tumors on there? And she's like, no. And I was like, okay, here's some money.
I hate that because you're like, no, look again. This isn't nothing.
I know. Just take a poke around.
Like, clearly.
We need those cats that sniff cancer. You know what I mean?
Elvis only sniffs cookies.
Fuck.
And Mimi, I don't know, sniffs ghosts maybe because she just goes in the bedroom and screams sometimes by herself.
She sniffs glue. And she crunches up your pills and snorts them.
I think she does.
She's like,
she goes in the bedroom and just starts yowling.
She's on meth.
I mean, totally on meth. That's why she stays so like fit.
She stays spry and paranoid.
And fit and paranoid.
Ugh, I have some information.
Elvis and Mimi are cats, by the way.
Yeah. These are not your children.
No.
Yeah, can you imagine if you're like, well, my 14-year-old.
He's on meth.
Well, actually, they would be in cat years. They're about that old, right?
Oh, gross.
We don't have to talk about it this episode, but speaking of ghosts, we're both kind of obsessed with this ghost ship fire in Oakland.
Oh, no.
And I went on it.
Are you? I am too.
Yeah,
I
can't stop reading about it either because it's this fire that happened in Oakland in a warehouse. It was a concert.
I used to go to warehouse parties, but you went to warehouse parties in Oakland and fucking San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like right around there.
Shit, I forgot about that.
Like, old industrial concerts with like.
It's kind of like, well, that should have been me probably. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I was like, if I were still up in college in Oakland and in Berkeley, like that. My boyfriend lived in Oakland. We went to weird, creepy warehouses all the time. We threw an industrial dance party in the back of an antiques shop that was not up to code, and the fire department shut us down.
Girl, you would have been in jail.
I started going on too deep a dive on the people who ran the place.
I know.
And
your kids lived there with them.
I know. That's and I know too much about it now, and I'm like super sad about it. But it is, I realized though, I was like, it's this site of this super huge tragedy, and it's called Ghost Ship, which freaks me out to think. But it was a lot of artists and artsy kids, so who knows? Maybe those ghosts will come up with some cool shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Poor babies.
I just keep looking at pictures of the people
I know.
Oh,
I'm so sad for them and what they went through their last moments.
Oh, my God. It's hard to bring it down.
You know, if I were in a fire, I would just huff the smoke.
Yeah, and pass out.
Yeah. I feel like that's what I would do.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you'd elbow your way out of there.
No, okay, say that I tried that, it didn't work. Where I would jump from a window, but like I know that's so naive because the fucking oxygen pulls the fire out, so the windows would be blocked by fire, you can't really jump out.
I know.
Like, I don't think, you know, when you think of like, what would I do in that situation? Like, you wouldn't do shit, you'd be fucked. So I think about that and I'm like, all right, if I know I'm gonna die in a fire, I would just motherfucking huff those fumes
and be like, bye bye,
pass the fuck out, because that's better than getting fucking
never
mind,
actually torched. Well, I don't trust myself to actually make it to bed at night, so I don't know how I'm gonna, in the middle of some black smoke, fight my way out of a, like, I can't even take my contacts out at night. How am I gonna fight my way out of a blaze?
You're not.
I'm not the survival of the fittest. Dude. And I'm gonna be like, I'm so tired.
This ain't motherfucking backdraft. This isn't that some fucking hero
this
shit.
This ain't motherfucking backdraft. I fell asleep on this couch last night.
Yeah, the one I'm sitting on right now.
One you're sitting on. I fell asleep lights on with my scarf as a blanket.
But at least you're wearing jeggings, so it's like you either fell asleep in your jeans, but no, you were in your jeans and then you fell asleep and then you were in your pajamas. Like, yes. You didn't even have to switch it over.
The thing about these pants is they're contextual garment. If I'm wearing them out, they're jeans. Totally. If I'm in bed, they're totally fucking pajamas.
Totally.
It's Schrodinger's cat. You know what I mean? Like in one sense,
it's Schrodinger's camel toe, probably.
Oh, yeah. How's that looking?
Just kidding. You don't ever get camel toe.
I don't?
I have never seen you with camel toe before.
Where would I have leggings occasion? A lot.
Like, and I won't wear leggings because I'll just get camel toe.
You have to pull it way up to get that.
Maybe that's my problem. You also have a great big vagina.
Oh, mine's humongous. It's just, I put it in a hairnet.
Mine is in a harness. I put mine in a jockstrap. Should we end on that? Oh, let's end on fuck that. One thing we love.
Oh, yeah. One thing we hate.
Okay, so we always end on one thing we love, one thing we fucking hate. Allie, what is your fucking hate?
Oh, a thing that I hate so much. Fuck, I knew this. I had one that was so good, and now I can't remember what it is.
Want me to go first?
Yes, okay. Please.
I hate... Okay. I don't know if this does this anymore, but when you know when you pause live TV...
Yeah.
And like, have you ever had it where like in an hour it'll unpause itself? Like it only pauses itself. And then it scares the motherfucking shit out of you?
Yes.
Okay, I hate that. But what I hate more is that now I have anxiety whenever I pause something.
That it's going to just be like,
it's just like, bah! Like just go back to cooking channel or whatever and like screaming at me. Like all of a sudden, you're like, bah, bah, bah. Like that's when I think there's a ghost, when I suddenly hear in the living room a fucking unpaused. Thing.
It's the televisual equivalent of snakes in a can.
Totally. Just turn yourself off. Like, don't scream at me.
Yeah. Don't just suddenly think that I'm going to be just sitting down with a bowl of quinoa right. An hour, you know, 59 what it is? Minutes later?
It's your fucking DVR going. It's just going screaming, can't.
Yeah. Nope.
Can't.
It's like it's holding its pee for that long. Yeah. And it's finally like, nope. This is as long as I'm holding it, 59 and a half minutes.
All right, what do you hate? Do you remember?
I have so many things I hate on a regular basis. Sure. We all know I hate cleaning my shower a lot.
Yeah.
I have a love. Oh my God.
I don't know. It's okay.
You know what I hate? I feel like I'm having some brain fog lately.
This is every time we come to this, I can't think of a hate.
I know, and I always have 20 of them.
I know. I can't think of a hate. I have a hard time with... Maybe we should change this.
Oh, no, I just didn't write anything down.
Oh, you know what? Someone posted something. I read it on Facebook or something. Like, someone was like, well, here's a question. What was the last thing you did for the first time?
Oh, yeah, that was a good thing.
All right, well, do your love.
Okay. Wait, but I know I have hates. I know I have so many hates, and if for some reason my brain, I'm going to say I hate having a foggy brain. I feel like my brain is really foggy lately, and I feel like I'm constantly like,
me too.
Just like the last couple months in particular, I feel like I've just like caught in batting.
Man, we've got some motherfucking ovarian cancer, you and I.
If I die first, though, that obit, man, it's on you.
McNuggetini.
What do you want me to not do if you die? Can I have a party? Do you want it to be fun? Do you want it to be somber? Do you want it to be goth? Do you want it to be like a marching band?
I don't want it to be fun because that's kind of like, that's like stupid. No one really wants, you know, like. Have a blast.
Yeah, okay. You want us to go on a cruise?
No.
Didn't think so.
I want you to take all my money.
Okay.
No, I want to be buried with Elvis and Mimi.
No. So kill your cats. Yes.
No. Alive. I want to be buried alive.
They're just snacking on you with a Elvis subterranean Georgia buffet.
I want to be motherfucking eaten by cats.
Oh, God.
That's all I want.
We can 100% arrange
perfect.
That.
That's all
like,
I want.
Like, all you need to do is die in a room with a cat. And, okay. You know that cats do that.
It's like a week, right? Like the week, and then they'll eat you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Elvis gets hungry.
Oh, boy.
I feel like if I didn't feed them for an hour, they'd start eating me.
That's as much. Yeah. They're 59 minutes. Like the DVR would go off. Like,
I'm still alive, dude. What the fuck? Okay.
Their appetites are the equivalent of an unfrozen DVR.
What do you love?
I hate when you spill tea on your leg and it's hot.
You hate brain fog.
Oh yeah, thank you.
You forgot that you hate brain fog? Oh my God. Someone get Allie.
Listen, here's what's happening. I'm on this diet and I'm eating even more sugar and carbs than usual because I can't eat all this stuff. So I'm just eating like apples and sweet potatoes and peanut butter or almond butter all the time.
That's a lot of sugar.
And I'm passing out on my couch every night. Like, I haven't gone to bed with the lights off.
None of this sounds different than you've been for the, since I've known you.
I know.
That you're eating peanut butter.
Well, that's
and
true.
And, like, that's passing true. Out with the lights on.
But I haven't been sleeping normally. I haven't slept normally in a bed in at least a week.
Yeah.
Which is, like, how do I expect my brain to be working?
Yeah. I don't... I have sleep apnea, and I don't sleep with my CPAP machine. Like, what am I fucking...
You don't?
It sucks. I hate it.
Really? How long have you been off the CPAP?
I'll do it here and there.
Ah, oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I thought it was life-changing.
That's what they keep saying, and I didn't
And it's
do
not
that.
Changing any lives. Maybe I should try your sleep apnea. You can cut out anything that tastes good, and we'll see if our lives change. And
then anything that brings a moment of happiness in your fucking life. That sucks. Okay, the thing I love, and I'm really excited about this because I think everyone should be watching it.
Okay.
Is the show Insecure on HBO.
It's good.
Yeah, Issa Rae, she created it and wrote a lot of it and directs some of it, and she's just like...
It's really good. I've watched it.
It's so good. She's such a fucking badass. The show is so real. And it just had this season finale, so you can binge watch it right now. And it's so good. It's so like it's the thing that the minute Vince walks out of the house to go out and do something else, mm-hmm. like I put that on by myself and like watch it.
Well, does he not like it?
I just don't think it's like very, it's like Sex and the City if it wasn't a bunch of fucking cunts.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
was all Sex and the City, were they all cunts?
Have you tried to watch it? Like, Sex they're not the cunts, City? They're just like... If it's Sex and the City, if they weren't all fucking materialistic, narcissistic, motherfucking boring.
Sounds like you're saying cunts.
Basic bitches.
Sounds like, yeah.
Yeah. But by the way, I loved Sex and the City. So I'm not like, I loved it because of those reasons.
I still have never watched Sex in the City.
And the City,
which I can never get that right. I've never watched it unbleeped. I've only seen the versions on TBS, so I have no context. It's all like weirdly PG-13.
I was that same way with Spaceballs until I was a teenager.
Oh, fuck. That is deprivation.
Isn't that weird? When you're but, like, oh my God.
I love narrating my life like Samantha. Like, meanwhile,
Samantha
was getting a massage of her own. Like, whatever. Like, meanwhile, downtown.
Well, Insecure as fuck. I think it's just Insecure.
Yeah. Which is good. I watched a couple episodes. The pilot sets up like perfectly who she is and what is going on with her life where you're like, I get her.
It's a great
I
love show. Her. What do you love?
I'm really into this one perfume that I keep putting on my body that I have only a tiny sample of. And I'm right at the moment where I'm like, I think I love this enough to just buy it.
Is it rubbing alcohol?
It's rubbing alcohol with just 2 drops of Clorox. I put it right up my nostrils, right up there. And you just
burn it in a spoon. Yeah. And you just put it on a piece of tin foil and you light it on fire.
It's perfume called, it's called heroin. it's by Clean and it's called White Woods. And I have,
that sounds like you.
I know. And I'm like, halfway through the little baby sample mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, when you're trying a perfume and you walk around being like, is this me?
Yeah.
I think this is me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I might just go out and get myself a little Prezi.
Oh my God. I'm going to smell $50. It's fucking Christmas. Oh, I think I have a gift, like a discount at Sephora too.
Oh,
let's go to Sephora. I actually need to go there. Let's go there.
One more question about Sephora. Have you tried the mask that's black and you peel it off and it takes off all your blackheads?
I don't
not?
Believe in those.
Okay.
We'll try them though.
Are they ghosts? There's a ghost with a Biore strip right now. Listen, being like, fuck you.
The thing that you can't do is that fucking blackheads are in the matrix while you're not. And so that you can't get them from here. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying at all, but I hate blackheads. That's one thing I really hate.
Okay.
I hate it. Why do they exist?
I don't know, but they're so fun to fucking attack.
Oh, I hate them.
Tell us what you love and hate and learned
mm-hmm.
on our Facebook, I guess somewhere. I mean, find a place and tell us.
Right. Facebook group is alive and well. People are so sweet. They're doing like a present exchange for the holidays.
Oh my God.
Slumber Sexuals.
Hannah, shout out.
Hannah LeBeau.
Oh, she's like Thank the you for moderating sweetest. That. Stephen Ray Morris here, our fucking sound engineer / percast fucking host, who's like fucking the best.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yay.
So modest about
then,
it.
What else? Listen to old episodes.
Listen to old episodes. We took all of the full screen episodes off our feed because we didn't like them.
So you're not going to have a problem. If you're new, go listen to the Matt Myra episode.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. There's a lot of good old ones.
Jackie Johnson's good.
Catch up on Flash Flood of Sadness and Flash Flood of Digression, I think.
People love those ones.
Yeah, and get to know our dark pasts.
Our dark pasts. And if you rate and review, subscribe, it helps us. I mean, it's just a cool thing to do.
Oh yeah, subscribe, because we put these out. We're trying to get better at putting these out weekly, yeah. But we're intermittent, so if you subscribe, you always know when.
And
you
here's
got them.
The thing, we're both a little narcissistic, so if you review, it gets us higher up on the comedy chart.
Really?
Of iTunes, which will make us be more, what's it called when you try hard?
Awesome.
Prolific, I guess. I don't know.
Oh yeah, we'll try harder if you guys give us cookies.
Yeah, like it's so shitty, and like I don't mean to bribe you. It's like it's just true, and I'm
just saying, just make this worth our while.
I mean, if it's like a free fucking podcast, like you're driving to work and you're fucking bored. I don't know. I'm sorry about that.
No, I think. You know, I was thinking about my taxes and how much we write off, because if it pertains to our life and we talk about it on this podcast, totally. It's kind of work.
Totally.
So you're like, we can go buy some Sour Patch Kids. I mentioned Sour Patch Kids.
There.
That's a brand, so that doesn't even matter. But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if I needed to write off these leggings, I could.
Well, here's the thing, you guys.
Ooh.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.